Bonneville, Moose Lake resident Merline Griffith is a published memoirist. Her book Valley Girl, These Are My Stories, depicts her life growing up in Salmon Valley, BC in the 1950s. Griffith is also a strong advocate for the preservation of history through memoirs. She feels there is great potential within the Lakeland for individuals to write compelling memoirs. The potential for writing interesting memoirs and/or poetry about homesteading, farming, ranching, the town, or the oil patch, in and around the Bonneville area is tremendous. There are many, many wonderful stories, just waiting to be told, said Griffith. She believes writing a memoir is a way to leave a legacy for the younger generations and future generations to come. I feel it is important for my generation to write memoirs, because everyday life is family history, and family history needs to be preserved and shared. Everyone needs a connection to their roots, even if they don't know it yet, said Griffith. She feels there is much to be gained by the younger generations who read memoirs of the past, particularly if they are from their own lineage. The bits and pieces of knowledge, wisdom, love, and life lessons found in memoirs are important to the fabric that holds families together. For some, reading about the past might foster a greater appreciation for older generations. It might even spark an interest in writing their own stories, said Griffith. Valley Girl includes a variety of photographs from Griffith's past, giving readers a visual glimpse of her life. Memoirs give old photos new meaning. A photo with a story behind it is always more interesting and more meaningful, said Griffith. Though the written memoir is a way to preserve the first-hand accounts of past generations for society, Griffith also speaks about how precious the experience is for the writer to deeply explore your own stories and be able to revisit them. The rewards of capturing these stories often go beyond writing. Revisiting and reviving old memories of people, places and events can create many opportunities to enjoy these stories again and again, at family gatherings or over coffee, said Griffith. Griffith said Valley Girl was written to celebrate the homestead where she grew up, and the special people who lived there, particularly her grandparents and the other settlers who built farms and created the community of Salmon Valley in the 1930s. One of Griffith's favorite stories in Valley Girl is called, Cowgirls Don't Cry, which speaks to the special bond between horses and the girls who love them. This narrative holds wonderful memories of adventures on horseback, which covered the community of Salmon Valley from end to end and beyond. It features the wonder of nature, strong friendships, a supportive community, and always the Salmon River. You may even find a sprinkle of childhood magic along the trails, said Griffith. Griffith attended the recent writers' open mic held at the Bonneville Municipal Library and encouraged other writers to consider the historical importance of memoirs. My advice to seniors who want to write memoirs is, don't wait. Most seniors struggle with technology, but do not let that stop you. Find a way, find a person, someone who can help you write and publish your stories. Just do it.